This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 28th. God's word for you today is not automatic. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers chapter 27, verse 7 to 8, and it says, "The claim of the daughters of Zelophehad is legitimate. You must give them a grant of land along with their father's relatives. Assign them the property that would have been given to their father. If a man dies and has no son, then give his inheritance to his daughters." Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to 11 says, "Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as he promised for all these 45 years. Since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I am 85 years old. I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then." Some people try to argue that back in the day, they lived longer, so age was not an issue. An 85-year-old then is just like a 20-year-old now. If that were the case and age was not an issue, Caleb would not be making a case for the fact that he was still able to fight. This means normal 85-year-olds should not be in combat, but in battle, or be traversing countries and taking territories. But Caleb was saying, "I am 85, but I can still do the things I could do 45 years ago." Joshua chapter 14 verse 12 says, "So give me the mountain, higher ground, hill country that the Lord promised me." You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. "But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said." If the Lord is with you, nothing can stop you. Everything God has promised you, you will lay hold of them in the mighty name of Jesus. We see in this scripture that Caleb was placing a demand for his mountain, for his inheritance in God. Sometimes we probably don't articulate it or say it, but our body language, our posture, and our disposition tell a story that since we are children of God, then things should just happen for us. But the truth is, it does not work like that. It is possible to be in the promised land and not be in your promised land. It is possible to be in a community of faith, to see miracles happening around you, people entering into their possessions, but it has not happened for you yet. Caleb actually helped other people enter their land, but entering his land was not automatic. Caleb had to demand for it. Caleb had to say to God and to Joshua, "Give me this mountain. What has God promised you that you need to place a demand on?" God always, always, always honors those who follow him wholeheartedly, like Caleb. So, it is time for you and I to get up and say, "Give me this mountain." So far, we have learned 3 of these 7 lessons from Caleb. Over the next few days, beginning tomorrow, we will delve into the remaining 4 lessons Caleb has for us on taking our mountains. Let us pray. Father, I come before you, the judge of the whole earth, and I demand for my mountain, my promised land. Let it please you to release it to me, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.